107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate. It's a pleasure to have Brandy Gillett with Stratford Public Library in the studio. How are you, Brandy?
Hi, Kate. I'm good. Thanks for having me in today.
Of course. And so we are catching up with Stratford Public Library. Mm-hmm. So summer programs have come to an end.
They have. Yes, they have. It was a busy 8 weeks. And yeah. Yes.
What a summer.
Holy cow. Yeah, it was a really great one.
But
really
now we are making way for fall programs.
We are. Yeah.
Fall and summer, they have one thing in common. There's tons of programming.
Tons of programming. That's right, Kate. Yeah.
Absolutely. So the Makerspace Multiverse, yes, that's what we call it. Still going strong this
still
week.
Still going strong. So this, for me, Kate, is really the end of summer marker. Mm-hmm. It happens at the library every August in the last 2 weeks of August. And this year, a special year for us, we've partnered with the Provocation Ideas Festival. And so we're doing Maker Multiverse Constructing Futures. Mm-hmm. And we're building an interactive, large-scale model of Stratford and what residents of Stratford hope to see in Stratford in the future. So using recycled materials, Lego, robotics, digital tools, anything that we have in the makerspace, really, you can come in and envision and shape what we hope Stratford to be by building models and what you'd like to see in Stratford in the future. So that's running until Thursday of this week, drop-in sessions every day. And then a little bit later in October, during the actual Provocation Ideas Festival, we're going to take the multiverse and we're moving it to another location.
Makes me nervous.
Makes me a little nervous too. We'll be moving it. And then there's going to be open sessions and speakers talking about cityscape and design as well.
That's so fun. I can just imagine it's chaotic.
It's chaotic.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. But it's really great. We have somebody built a biosphere last week, pursuit climbing. That is there. Bigger parks and water parks and landscapes. It's really lovely to
see.
So
fun. Yeah. So you can pop into the library and check it out anytime.
Yes.
Super fun. Mm-hmm. And then in September, we've got another Tales and Trails book launching.
Yeah, we do. Good Morning Canada by Andrea Lynn Beck. That is our Tales and Trails for September through to October. So it'll be up out at the Stratford Perth Museum and Archives out on their heritage trails as of September 2nd.
Amazing.
And this program, as you know, it's in partnership with the Rotary Club of Stratford and the museum. And large panels of the book are produced and they're put out on the trails and people can walk through the trails while enjoying the book.
It's so fun. It's perfect for all ages.
It's really beautiful in the fall. And this one really celebrates this book itself by Andrea Lynn Beck, celebrates the changing seasons across Canada.
Oh, so, perfect.
Yes, yeah, really
perfect
lovely.
Time of year for that.
Perfect.
Awesome. And then also in September, the Stratford Writers Festival is coming up near the end of September.
Near the end of September, Kate. So we're really excited to see the Stratford Writers Festival return this year. And leading up to the festival, the library is participating with a few sessions. So our first session is on September 5th, and that is how to speak poetry with our Stratford Poet Laureate, David Stones. And then September 11th, we're hosting a memoir writing session with Meg Wesley. Mm-hmm. And as I said, these events all lead up to the actual Writers Festival, which is a little bit later in September, September 26th. And it runs over the course of 3 days. So you can check out their website for all of the other activities happening.
Amazing. And that's Stratford writersfestival.ca?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect. Yes. So you can
there is also there. Information on the library website.
Perfect. And then in September, this is always a great event, another drop-in swap.
Yes, our September drop-in swap, September 18th and 20th to the 20th. So this theme is books. So
yay!
If you have unwanted books or books you just want to share, you can drop them off at the library between September 18th and 19th, and then you can return on September 20th. To find something new to you, books to take home. Now, you don't have to drop books off to come on the 20th. If you don't have any books but you're looking for books, just come out on the 20th and you can pick from what's available.
Yeah, the great thing about the drop-in swaps is that it's preventing things from going into the landfill and there's no money needed.
That's right.
It's awesome. That's right. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then for the fall, reading buddies. We're looking for some reading buddies.
Yes, we're looking for Reading Buddies, Kate. So Reading Buddies is one of our reading programs for reluctant readers. And it's a fun and engaging program where children can come in and they read and they play games with trained volunteers who spark excitement for reading. So it's a focus. We focus the program on building interest, confidence, and comfort in reading. We have teen and adult volunteers that support the program, and you're paired. So those volunteers are paired with the younger readers. And then it's a supportive environment to improve your reading skills.
Very fun. Yeah. And awesome.
Yes, registration for that one is open now, Kate.
Perfect. At splibrary.ca. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then also for any of the teens who are going back to school and looking for some volunteer opportunities, the library has opportunities for teens.
Yeah, we do. Another sign that summer is over and it's back to school. So we have a lot of volunteer opportunities at the library. Some of our regular ones are tech tutors, makerspace, open labs volunteers, and then we have a number of unique opportunities specifically for teens between the ages of 14 and 18. Crafting for a Cause is one, and this is one where we work with community organizations such as the Alzheimer's Society and the Humane Society. We come together with them to create a project for the teens that impacts those in our community, so teens can sign up for that. We also have our library event crew, and these support library activities and programs within the library. Some really popular programs are Twilight PJ Party, mm-hmm. Boo Bash, Glow in the Dark Karaoke, and others. So these are programs where the teens can volunteer and they support those library programs and community programs. So they'll learn team building skills, programming skills, organization, and all of this while obtaining their community volunteer hours.
I mean, that's one of the most fun ways to get your volunteer hours, I think.
I mean, really, come on. Karaoke, glow-in-the-dark karaoke, and you get volunteer hours?
Yeah. You gotta sign up. That sounds awesome. You do. Yeah. So all of that is at splibrary.ca for all the details on all sorts of programming and everything happening at the library. That is awesome. Well, thank you so much, Brandy.
Thanks, Kate. Thanks very much.